So, and as we do on Monday on The Takeaway, we want to get a conversation going around the family table, and we're well into the month of August, and that means back to school is almost upon us. Some districts actually get started in the next week or so. Here to talk about one issue that's pretty important to school districts all over the United States is Valerie Purdy-Vaughns, Assistant Professor of Psychology at Columbia University. We're thrilled to have you back.
Oh, good morning. I'm glad to be back.
The last story we did with you was about educational issues for young African-American kids.
Yes, it was.
It was a fascinating story, and you can actually podcast and find that when Valerie was on the show last. Also with us is Lindsay Cray, who's a principal at Holabird Academy in Baltimore, Maryland. Lindsay Cray, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Valerie, let's just begin with you. The possibility is that schools are going to have larger classes, they're going to have fewer resources, they're going to be strapped because local school districts are strapped from coast to coast in the United States. But as the recession takes hold, is it possible that, at least potentially, there are greater resources on the part of enthusiastic parents who want to use this time and use this opportunity to get involved in their kids' education?
Yes, absolutely. There have been several studies that have come out now saying that parents actually want to be more involved in their children's education, particularly because they have more time on their hands. Having said that, psychology models of stress show that as parents' income declines, their level of stress increases, their mental health starts to erode, and that undermines their ability. So while parents want to be more involved, the stress is also going to hit them as well. So it's a double-edged sword there.
So Valerie Purdy-Vaughns is describing a scenario where, Lindsay Cray, you may be having to deal with dozens and dozens of shall we say, mentally questionable, stressed-out parents, and that can't be a positive. What do you think?
I think it can be a positive if it seems the studies are saying they might also get more involved, but I think that's important for schools to know because we need to be prepared for that. You know, when parents are stressed and kids come into the building really stressed, and it needs to affect the way our mental health team operates and our understanding of what the real underlying issue is.
You know, a lot of people think that, in fact, it's just as easy as pie for when parents want to get involved in the school. They just sort of wander in and they, you know, find a sign-up sheet, and it's really easy for them to get involved. But in fact, quality parental involvement requires an infrastructure to be in place to make quality use of all of those parental resources. How do you do that, Lindsay?
I think, you know, it starts with a conversation with the parent. You know, if they're going to work in the school, it's got to be fulfilling on both sides for us, but for the parent as well. So it's helpful to know, you know, what the parents' interests are, what they feel capable of doing. And then, you know, we usually start out with, you know, things that involve less interaction with the students, just because that's something that we just don't want to you know, tinker with, especially if there's a lot of stress on the parents' end. So, you know, if parents are willing to do some photocopying for us, obviously that's needed for us.
But parents have helped to solve some specific infrastructure problems in your school. Tell us the story of how you got a steam table.
You know, I think parents need to know that they really carry a lot of political weight in the system, that school districts really listen to the parents. You know, they are the customer. And so, you know, our parents have really played the part of turning around our school. You know, we were one of the worst schools in Baltimore, and the parents have really found their voice. We've done some community organizing here with the help of our local Industrial Areas Foundation, who have trained our parents in how to ask for things from political people. So, you know, just a couple weeks ago, the parents were complaining bitterly about the cafeteria food, you know, complaining that the kids were going all day without eating, coming home starving. There was no nutritional value. So we had the director of the nutrition office come in, and it was, you know, during the summertime, but we had about 25 parents come out. And after an hour of talking with the Holabird parents, the director of nutrition was on the phone,
wow,
calling and having a steam table installed in the school 2 days later, which meant healthy food.
Healthy food, yes,
local,
indeed. Big
local
impact.
Growers.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Cray is the principal at Holabird Academy in Baltimore, Maryland, describing parental involvement and how it played out there. So Valerie Purdy Vaughn's psychologist or professor of psychology at Columbia University. Do parents expect to have instant impact when they get involved in schools? And is that a troublesome issue?
I think that they do expect to have impact. I think that they look at what teachers are doing and they look at what they're doing at home and they believe that they can just sort of fill in the gaps. And I agree very much with the principal in the sense that that's not necessarily the first place they need to go. One of the first critical steps, quite frankly, is as parents have more time, they can become visionaries again in terms of their children's education. And for me, that means knowing what their children should be learning that year as well as in future years. And so it's sort of like, you know, saying, do you want to, are you doing your homework? That's sort of one step. Are you doing your homework next week? That's another step. But knowing the scope of what they should be learning in schools helps them to actually diagnose when the school is losing critical services. And that's something that when parents are really busy falls right off the table.
Isn't there a humiliation issue, though, in the sense that a child who's stressed at home might see their parents in the school as a sign of why things are kind of a mess at home?
Oh, that's actually, that. I think that that's a very interesting and important perspective. I think that oftentimes what parents don't realize is that children might see the parents not working, but they don't really have a good sense of what that means. And so you create the meaning. And so one of the ways to deal with this is trying to get a management or hold of your own stress and sort of saying, okay, how do I actually deal with this? And then turning that into a positive. And
so it's more positive for kids to see their parents working in the school productively than just sort of sitting at
exactly.
home being miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also think it is a silver lining. I mean, we don't get us wrong, you know, that the recession is having a very damaging effect on parents. But this can be one way to turn it around in terms of more positive involvement. Also, I think it is a critical stopgap as some schools are losing critical resources and you have some very highly skilled parents that could potentially over time step in and fill those services temporarily.
Lindsay Cray, before we go, are you expecting any unusual, surprising parental resources as you think about back to school over the next couple of weeks?
I think we will see an increase in parents wanting to be involved in the building. And I think it's going to take some work on our part to make sure that we're really capturing what they're able to offer so that the kids feel
right.
like they're in a safe environment.
Well, preparing for a wave, if not a tsunami, of parental involvement motivated possibly by greater free time during the recession. It's a sign of stress, but also a sign of opportunity. Lindsay Cray, principal at Holabird Academy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Valerie Purdy Vaughn's assistant professor of psychology at Columbia University, some of the upsides and downsides of this parental involvement.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. Great stuff. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Thanks.